We join our popular Latin lover for the story of Bernadette. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Lourdes is la Pordum.
So in 1858, when a young lady by the name of Bernadette Soubirous...
Bernardula, little Bernadette.
A young lady?
Puella, Bernardula, go on.
A simple peasant girl. How do you say that?
Rustica, simplex Puella.
Claimed that the Virgin Mary had appeared to her on 18 occasions.
Oh, bene. Asseverabat sibi se videndam de disse Virgine Mariam duo de vicies. 18 or duo de vicies. It's kind of hard to say in Latin.
Investigations failed to shake her narrative. How do you say that?
Narrationem eius investigationes. Evertere vel concutere non poterant.
Now we got to the last line of my potted history of Bernadette Soubirous. How do you say potted history in Latin?
What does potted mean?
A pressy.
Okay, I understand, yeah. Capitulatim est historia mea. So capitulatim dicta or something.
So the capitulatim dicta, the last sentence of the capitulatim dicta is a spring with miraculous healing properties that appeared at the same time, that was in 1858, began to draw invalids from all over the world.
Fons cum virtute quadam salutifera.
That's healing.
Salutifera, fabulosa, miraculous.
Fabulous.
Fabulosa,
that's
salutifera.
Where you get fabulous from.
Certainly, that people talk about that.
We used to talk about the Beatles as the Fab Four.
Okay. Cum virtute, with power. Cum virtute, fabulosa, salutifera. What happened to the spring? I didn't finish the sentence. A spring with these healing powers did what? Appeared?
Appeared, yeah.
Quae eodem tempore emerzit.
Began to draw invalids from all over the world.
Cepit infirmos undique gentium aducere.
Now I've got a concept for you here to translate. As always, when there are alleged miracles, there was some red tape. How does one say red tape in Latin?
Oh, red tape. We would probably end up saying officiorum impedimenta. Impediments of the office, you know, bureaucratic impediments.
Before it got ecclesiastical recognition.
Officiorum impedimenta, antequam bene, antequam autoritate ecclesiastica est comprobata.
Well, thanks there to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.